I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. Coal power is on its way out in the country where it was born. For a highly polluting fuel, coal did have a solid 300-year run. But the government of the United Kingdom has promised to phase out coal by 2025. Instead, the UK is focusing on lower carbon energy sources like nuclear, wind, and solar. But there's also one you might not have heard of. And it's got people on both sides of the Atlantic arguing over whether or not it's really a step forward. We're going to tag-team our report from our Livable Planet desk today. In a moment, we'll hear from James Morrison in North Carolina. But let's start with our own Carolyn Beeler in Yorkshire, England.
The 12 cooling towers at the Drax power plant have dominated the flat North Yorkshire countryside for decades. The power station was built in the 60s to burn coal from local mines, and it's the largest in the UK. For years, it was a symbol of how important coal is to Britain. But 5 years ago, it started phasing out coal and switching to a different fuel, wood.
So these are the wood pellets. They look like something you'd feed your horse or your pony, so we call them pony nuts.
That's tour guide Jane Breach shaking a plastic bottle of wood pellets in the plant's visitor center.
And they are made from the low-grade wood, so it's dried and powdered, and then it's pressed into the pellets.
Drax started switching from coal to wood because the UK government is putting tight restrictions on carbon emissions to help fight climate change.
And so we've converted three of our six generators to run on wood pellets.
Andy Koss is Drax Power's CEO. He is outside in the shadow of four new cathedral-sized pellet storage domes.
This single site produces 15% of the UK's renewable electricity.
Under EU law, biomass is classified as a source of carbon-neutral energy. The pellets are burned, just like coal, and just like coal, that emits carbon dioxide. But Koss says there's a key difference.
With forests, there's a continuous carbon cycle of carbon being absorbed by forests from the atmosphere, and then when we use the wood material, that carbon goes back into the atmosphere. So we have a carbon cycle which ends up as carbon neutral.
This claim that burning biomass is carbon neutral is hotly contested by scientists and activists. We'll hear more about that in a bit. But first, here is what is not contested. Biomass has helped keep the lights on as the UK moves away from coal. And Drax burns more of it than any other power plant in the world.
So on the left, this is we call it Rail Unloading Building 2. So we get about 17 trains a day, 6 days a week.
All full of wood pellets.
Around 90% comes from North America, with the vast majority of that coming from the US.
And that's where this story takes us back to the US. The wood pellet boom is good for some people there, but others argue it's bad for a lot of reasons. For that part of the story, here is my colleague, James Morrison.
Thanks, Carolyn. A lot of those wood pellets get shipped to Drax from this plant in Franklin, Virginia, where bulldozers are moving mountains of wood chips onto a conveyor belt. It's one of seven plants the company Enviva has opened in the southeastern U.S. recently to feed the growing global appetite for wood pellets.
This is where you really have to be careful on the way down.
I'm touring the grounds with Jen Jenkins, Enviva's chief sustainability officer.
About 20% of our incoming wood comes in as byproducts of industrial processing, and that comes in as sawdust or shavings.
Jenkins says another 20 to 30% comes from logging scraps like limbs and treetops, and about half come from whole trees that are too deformed to be used as lumber. Like Andy Koss at Drax, Jenkins says its wood pellets are carbon neutral because forests in this part of the world have been growing and sucking up CO2 for decades.
In other words, forest carbon stocks are increasing and emissions are actually being removed from the atmosphere by the forest carbon.
But many critics say Enviva's claims of sustainable sourcing and carbon neutrality are misleading at best.
I don't know if you can see on that log, there's a little turtle. Another one out there, too.
Adam Collette is walking through a forest of pine, cypress, maple, and oak in North Carolina, not far from the Enviva plant. Before long, he arrives in a big clearing full of large tree stumps.
These are old trees. This is an old forest, and I can't imagine that this is the future of green energy.
Collette's with a forest protection group called the Dogwood Alliance. The organization says it's tracked logging trucks carrying whole, mature trees from this patch of forest and others in the region to three Enviva pellet mills. Enviva disputes those claims and says all its wood is sustainably sourced from timber industry waste. And it's not like cutting trees, even old ones, is a new thing around here. These days, though, Collette says forests here are a lot more valuable to society just left alone. But he says the growing demand for wood pellets is just another incentive to cut them down.
We are now opening up a pathway to log natural forest ecosystems that would otherwise be let grow.
Those forest ecosystems do a lot for both people and wildlife. But maybe most valuable these days is their role in storing carbon. And on that key point, critics take strong exception to the claim that wood pellets are a carbon-neutral fuel.
That's just not correct.
John Sturman is a professor at MIT's Sloan School of Management. He recently published a life cycle analysis of wood bioenergy.
And what we found is that, contrary to your intuition, burning wood to make electricity in places like the Drax power plant actually makes climate change worse for the rest of the century.
Sturman says in the short term, at least, burning wood pellets adds more carbon to the atmosphere than coal. Sure, he says that carbon can be sucked back up by new trees, but he says that can take more than 100 years.
Even if you were to later get the benefits of that carbon being pulled out of the air by forests regrowing, you've made the climate worse, and those impacts persist for hundreds of years.
Many other researchers largely agree with Sturman's findings, but other studies support the industry view. Ultimately, the difference largely comes down to what factors you look at and over what length of time. And for now, at least, many governments seem enthusiastic about using wood to generate electricity. U.S. EPA Chief Scott Pruitt has declared biomass to be carbon neutral. And back across the Atlantic, the EU recently reaffirmed its position that substituting trees for fossil fuels is good for the climate, which is where I'll hand it back to Carolyn Beeler in the UK.
So that endorsement from the EU, it doesn't just mean that governments here in Europe are okay with biomass fuel. They're actually promoting it with subsidies, roughly $1 billion a year in the UK alone.
The fact that the industry exists at all at the scale that it does is purely because of the subsidies that the UK and other EU governments are putting into biomass.
That's Duncan Brock, a researcher at the Chatham House think tank in London. Like John Sturman at MIT, his research shows that burning biomass often isn't carbon neutral. So he argues taxpayers shouldn't be offering blanket subsidies anymore.
But I think what the government should do is recognize the impact that biomass use is having on the climate and on forests, and restrict the use to that material which has the lowest impact on climate.
Brock says that means only things like sawdust and waste wood. Back at the Drax power plant, CEO Andy Cost says he welcomes this debate over biomass, but the company's issued detailed rebuttals of both Duncan Brock's and John Sturman's research. And their stance is unwavering.
We're very confident that managed forests, grown in a sustainable way and used in a sustainable way, lead to genuine carbon savings.
The scientific jury is still very much out on that. But Drax is charging ahead. It's planning to switch a fourth unit over from coal to biomass this year. Meanwhile, two big biomass plants are in the works in the UK, and the industry continues to expand in Europe and the US.
The world's Carolyn Beeler there in Yorkshire, England, along with James Morrison in North Carolina.